You don't have to keep ignoring me. I'm just saying, you don't have to keep up that persona you like to put on, pretending that you hate me. If you want to drop it, I promise I'll keep it between the two of us. What? You're giving me a dirty look. I know the truth about you, sweetheart. You're not as tough as you pretend to be. I know you actually like me. Why else would you have chosen to keep watch with me? Ooh, look at you. Flustering and looking away. You really showed me. Come on, sweetheart. If you just admit that I don't actually annoy you, I'll leave you alone. All I'm requesting is a little bit of honesty from someone I consider a very dear friend. We travel together. We fight together. We study together. The least you could do is admit that you enjoy my company. Once you do, you can go back to staring off into space or reading that book and pretending you don't notice me, despite how your fingers keep reaching out towards my tail, only for you to curl them back at the last second. What? You didn't think you were being sneaky now, did you? You poor thing. I notice everything, sweetheart. Yearning to rub your hands against my scales. You wonder if they're as smooth as they look, or maybe rough like armor. You look at the green color of my scales. Wonder how that would look against your skin as I wrap my hands around your neck. You watch my forked tongue poke from between my fingers and want to know what it tastes like, don't you? Look at you, losing all terrain of thoughts when I bring attention to different parts of myself. I just happen to catch you staring at them constantly. It's adorable that you thought you were being sneaky, sweetheart. You must really want me if you pretend to hate me this much. The only problem for you is that love and hate are two sides of the very same coin. If you really didn't like me, you wouldn't try so hard to show it. You would be indifferent to me. But you're not, are you? Admit it. You might even want to be more than friends. That's okay. All you had to do was say it. Say that you like me and I'll make it happen for you. You don't think I would reject someone as attractive as you, right? You're just my type, sweetheart. You've got nothing to worry about except your own ego getting in the way. Are you going to keep being a stubborn little brat, pretending that you hate all this attention? Or are you going to finally tell me the truth? Oh, look in that face. You've been caught and don't know how to react. I'll give you a simple hint, since you seem to be having a bit of a problem yourself. Tell me the truth, sweetheart. You might have disliked me at first, but the more you got to know me, the more those feelings developed into a crush. And now you can't get away, can you? See? Was that so hard to say? That's all I wanted to hear from you, sweetheart. Now that I know how you really feel, it means I don't have to feel bad about doing this. I don't think one was enough, do you? I didn't think so. No time to waste with you, huh? Eagerly undressing me. How long have you been waiting for this chance, sweetheart? My. That's quite a long time. You must feel pretty silly knowing all you had to do was tell me the truth to get what you want. That's good. Laying back so I can lay on top of you, giving me permission to touch you all over. Let's get your own clothes out of the way. There. So much better. Listen to you, growing more desperate as you feel my forked tongue sliding inside your mouth. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. Let me in. You're doing so well. Look at how amazingly you take what I give you. It's not enough to just kiss, is it? You need more, don't you? Tell me what you want, sweetheart. Maybe if you ask nicely, I'll give it to you. Of course I can fuck you, sweetheart. It would be my pleasure. You feel good, sweetheart. I knew my ovipositor would fit inside you, considering how long and skinny it is. Oh, I wasn't expecting it to be this easy. home, happily swallowing every inch of me. You're eager for it, aren't you? How long have you been fantasizing about this exact moment, sweetheart? Be honest. I already know that you lied about liking me. Why would I believe that you never imagined me like this? My heavy breasts dangling in front of your face as my hips thrust my ovipositor inside you. You're telling me that you have never imagined this? My, what a pathetic little sound that was. I know you've touched yourself to me, sweetheart. It's natural when you have a crush on someone. How many times have I been the star of your fantasies? Is it whenever you get alone time? Listen to you, trying to deny it. I know a brat when I see one. Despite the fact that I'm inside you, you're still playing hard to get. Like you're not enjoying how my ovipositor curls inside you. Reaching so very deep. Long and skinny, the length feels never ending. Oh, starting to rock yourself with me. Yeah, there you are. That's what I like to see, sweetheart. Isn't it better when you give in? You don't have to fight these feelings, sweetheart. You can give in to them. Let me make you feel good. You have permission to enjoy yourself, to relax. Just remember to keep your voice down. We are supposed to be keeping watch over our friends. You wouldn't want to accidentally wake one of them up and see you in such a compromising position, would you? Would you even be able to recover from that, sweetheart? Best to keep your voice down, then. This is a secret that gets to stay between the two of us. These noises you're making, these faces you're expressing, it's all for me and no one else, understand? Yeah. I don't like to share with others, sweetheart. Now that I've had a taste, I don't think one is going to be enough. Feels so fucking amazing wrapped around me. I can't get enough of your tight hole, sweetheart. It's driving me insane. Clenching around me to keep even more of me inside. It's like you don't want my ovipositor to leave, even for a second. If you think this feels good, remind me to find you when I'm expecting my next egg. Something tells me you would love that, wouldn't you? I can already imagine how good you would look. Stomach starting to grow with an egg of mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, it pushes me closer to the edge just thinking about breeding you, sweetheart. But this isn't the time or place. We need to make sure that you can take everything I give you first, don't we? Oh, right there, yeah. Oh, just look at you, taking every inch so well as your hips can't against me. Whole stretched around my ovipositor. You feel it curl inside, starting to move around. Weren't aware that it could do that, were you? There's quite a bit about my kind that you don't know, sweetheart. Perks of being reptilian. And I plan to show you all of them. My ovipositor feels so good. You can't help but squirm, can you? Oh, yeah. Trying so hard to take what you're given. You really are on your best behavior. It's so fucking sexy seeing you like this. Didn't know that all it took to get you to behave yourself was sticking something inside you. Makes me wonder if that's the reason you're always so grumpy. You just haven't been filmed. I know how difficult it can be for someone like you, sweetheart. Someone too horny for your own good. If you don't have an orgasm every day, then you start to get a bit rusty. Oh, I can't believe you thought you were hiding your crush on me. Did you really think you were being sneaky about it, sweetheart? That I didn't notice the lingering stares or the way you try to always team up with me? It's not hard to put it together. You pretend to hate me, but always want to be near me. You want me bad, sweetheart. Now that you finally have me all to yourself, you're quite proud, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Biting back a moan as I continue to pound into you, struggling to control your breathing. You squirm underneath me. Oh, yeah. Right there. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Pinned between my muscular body and the soft grass. You try to rock your own hips, trying to take the ovipositor deeper inside. It feels so good, the way it curves, filling you up even more. You must be so stuffed, sweetheart. Never felt anything quite like it. So focused on how good you're feeling, you haven't even noticed that you're getting closer to the edge. Body twitching underneath me as your voice becomes more erratic. You can't even form a word if you tried. You're adorable like this, sweetheart. I think I should keep you like this more often. It suits you much better than that bratty tsundere persona, don't you agree? No, right there, fuck. No composure left as you're teetering on the edge. This is where you belong, sweetheart. Sounds so fucking amazing. Gasping as you hold back your noises. You're trying so hard. It's so cute. You're doing such a good job, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Keep it up. Just a little bit more. You can handle it, can't you? I know you can. Look at you, wanting to show off and impress me. Oh, wrapped so tightly around my ovipositor. I feel you clenching around me, driving me closer to the edge. Can you not take any more, sweetheart? Is that the problem? Is the pleasure too much? Do you feel too good to split open on my ovipositor? Oh, fuck. I don't think that's a bad thing. It means it's going to feel really good once you finally get permission. You're going to come with me and not a second sooner, right? Listen to you. Sounds so wrecked. Feels so fucking good. Oh, it's making it hard to think. I can only look down at you and your sexy body as you continue to take what you're given, begging for something, anything. Do you even know what you need, sweetheart? Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, I know what you need. You need to orgasm. So let go, sweetheart. Come on, you earned it. Show me how badly you want this, how good it feels to finally get what you want. Oh, come with me. You're kind of amazing, sweetheart. Did you enjoy yourself? I certainly had fun with you. I think you might be one of the best I've ever had, and no, I'm not exaggerating there. For your first time with an ovipositor, you certainly handled it like a pro. You should be proud of yourself. It's not every day I get to fuck a brat into place like this, but I'm certainly not complaining. So, do you think you're still going to pretend to hate me in front of the others? Just to keep up appearances? It might be for the best if you want to keep this a secret just between the two of us. Can you imagine what the rest of our party would say if they found out you actually liked me? I'm sure they would be completely scandalized, sweetheart. Besides, isn't it a bit sexier when it's a secret just for the two of us? So then it's decided. This is going to remain a dirty little secret between you and me. Yeah? It sounds so good coming from your lips. We're going to have so much fun together, sweetheart. Just you wait.